بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Moving on to hadith number 389, we're still studying the chapter that deals with hunting from our series on Umdat al-Ahkam. Hadith number 389. Yes.
Narrated Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Whoever keeps a dog other than a hunting dog or a dog for herding livestock, 2 kirats from his good deeds will be deducted every day." Salim said, "Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu used to say, or a farming dog, Abu Huraira had farms."
Now this hadith is indicating the permissibility of using dogs for hunting. And as we know that dogs are not permitted to be kept by a Muslim unless there is a legitimate reason, and that is either a hunting dog or a shepherd dog or a dog that protects and guards a farm. These are the reasons that are permitted for us to keep a dog. And whoever keeps a dog for any other reason, this is not legitimate. And 2 qirats would be deducted from his good deeds every single day. And in other narrations, the qirat is equivalent to the weight of Jabal Uhud, of Mount Uhud. So you can imagine the amount being deducted of those who follow the disbelievers in their customs and in their way of life. We know that the disbelievers treat the dogs as their own children, maybe more important than their own children. And this shows deficiency in their way of thinking, taking care of their dogs, washing it every day, combing the hair, maybe taking it to a hairdresser, having beauty pageants for the dogs and kissing it, cuddling it. And this is unacceptable in Islam because the greatest impurity comes from the dogs. The Prophet tells us, alayhi salam, if a dog licks in the utensils of any of you, he should pour out and throw out what's in it and then wash it with soil once and wash it with water 7 times. One time is not enough. So this shows you that dogs are creatures that Allah created, but as Muslims, they are a source of impurity and of najasa, and they should be kept away. Not only that, the Prophet told us, alayhi salatu wasalam, that the angels do not enter a house where there is a dog. So the angels of mercy, the angels that seek Allah's forgiveness for us, will be prevented from entering a house if there is a dog. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us all. The following hadith, hadith number 390, the hadith of Rafi' ibn Khadij, may Allah be pleased with him. Who will read that for us? Okay, akhi.
Narrated Rafi' ibn Khadij, we were in the company of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam at Dhul Hulayfa of Tihama. The people felt hungry and captured some camels and sheep as booty. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was behind the people. They hurried and slaughtered the animal and put their meat in pots and started cooking it. When the Prophet ﷺ came, he ordered pots to be upset and then he distributed the animals of the booty, regarding 10 sheep as equal to 1 camel. One of the camels fled and the people ran after it till they were exhausted. At the time, there were few horses. A man threw an arrow at the camel and Allah stopped the camel with it. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Some of these animals are like wild animals. So if you lose control over one of these animals, treat it in this way, that is, shoot it with an arrow." I said, "We will meet the enemy tomorrow and we don't have knives. Shall we use reeds?" The Prophet ﷺ said, "Use whatever causes blood to flow and the name of Allah has been mentioned on it. You may eat it, except what was slaughtered with tooth or nail, and I will tell you why. It is because teeth and bones and fingernails are the knives used by the Abyssinians."
Okay. This hadith also goes in line with the chapter that deals with foods, in the sense that, first of all, the Prophet ﷺ, when with his companions and they were on an expedition, they did something without consulting the Prophet ﷺ. They took sheep and camels as booty of war. And sheep and camels are halal for us to eat. They slaughtered them, they started cooking them, and or at the back of the army because he was checking those who were weak, wounded, or are unable to catch up. So as the Prophet himself, Hassan, used to take care of them and give them help. When he came to the front of the army when they were cooking, and he saw this, he got angry and he turned the pots upside down, throwing what was inside of them, because they slaughtered the booty of war before it was distributed. So this is not permissible in Islam. You cannot just take anything and consider it to be yours. It's part of looting. Islam channels such things by telling you not to take anything until the imam or the ruler or the leader of the army distributes it evenly. And this is what the Prophet did, alayhi salatu wasalam. He started to distribute the sheep and the camels. So he made 10 sheep equivalent to one camel and started giving it to the warriors. One camel was so wild that they could not catch it. And they ran after it, but no one was able to catch it because they did not have horses. Until one of the companions took an arrow and shot the camel, and it was there in its place. So the Prophet ﷺ gave the ruling, which is, when domestic animals that are usually domestic become wild, then you may kill them in such a fashion. Which means, if I have a herd of sheep and a guest comes to me and I would like to invite this guest to a meal of sheep meat, so I take my arrow and I shoot one of my sheep and then skin it and cook it. Is this halal? Yes, no? No, why?
Because he has the mean to slaughter, but he didn't slaughter.
Okay, he has the mean of slaughtering it, which he did not do. You remember that we said that there are two types of animals, domestic and wild. Wild animals we can hunt. Domestic animals must be slaughtered. So I cannot go to a sheep or a cow and shoot it in the head and say, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, and I can eat it. I have to slaughter it properly. And this is what the Prophet ﷺ told us. And he made an exception when a domestic animal becomes wild. In this case, we may kill it in any means possible. And like if a chicken goes wild, I can slaughter chicken, but this chicken is wild. I cannot catch it and it's attacking people. You shoot it and then, of course, saying Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, or Bismillah, and this would do the job, inshallah. Afterwards, Rafi ibn Khadij asked the Prophet ﷺ a specific question. And he said, tomorrow, when fighting, there will be booty of war and we will get animals, but we do not have knives, so can we use reeds, a kind of plant or stick that can be sharpened and used as a knife? What did the Prophet say, alayhi salatu wasalam? He gave the green light to use anything that can slaughter, that has a sharp edge. Anything, anything. Metal, no problem. Wood, no problem. Stones, sharp stones, no problem. He made two exceptions. One, he made an exception with the tooth, and he made an exception with the nails. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said that the tooth, he justified that. What is the meaning of tooth? A tooth of a crocodile, for example, I find, and it's sharp. Can I use that? No. Why? The Prophet said, alayhi salam, because it is bone, which means any kind of bones cannot be used for slaughtering. If I find a dead animal and I take part of its bone and it's very sharp, can I use it to slaughter? No. The Prophet, alayhi salam, forbade that. Okay, what about the nail? The nails, the Prophet said alayhi salatu wasalam, that these nails are the weapons and the knives of the Abyssinians from Africa. They used to prolong their nails, strengthen them, sharpen them, and they used to scratch and attack people or animals with them like animals. So the Prophet said, alayhi salam, you cannot slaughter an animal with your nails. So even if they're hard and sharp, and you can inflict wound to whatever you're slaughtering, this is not appropriate, and it is forbidden for you to use as indicated in this hadith. So through what you have heard, inshallah, it is clear to you that anything, with the exception of bones and nails, can be used for slaughtering. Other than that, any material would be appropriate as long as the blood is shed and the name of Allah is mentioned. And this is a rule. Anything that is slaughtered, these two conditions should be fulfilled. Whatever sheds blood and the name of Allah is mentioned. If one of these two conditions were missing or is missed in the slaughtering process, this is haram of the conditions. We have a short break. Stay tuned, and inshallah, we'll be right back.